now just leaving it as late as possible. And that goes for about four or five of them. I mean, today is still our warm down day, so recovery day. The lads that didn't play or only played a bit part of the game, they'll do a little bit more, but the rest will just either be in massage or just doing their weights, because it is the recovery. And we won't even look at them again until tomorrow. So, you know, I've said many times, I'm not trying to be hide anything or whatever. It's just that I don't know, because we'll just wait and see and leave them all as long as we possibly can.
Is what they're experiencing right now the symptoms of a long season and a season coming to an end?
Fatigue, that's all it is. It's like anything else. I mean, playing on a beach doesn't help as well. It saps their energy. And it was a tough game for us, but to be fair, that the medical staff here and the fitness coach Alex has done brilliant, because we managed them, you know, really well. And I think that's been shown on someone like Chris Kirkland, Anthony Gardner, how many games Lewis, how many games they actually do play. So we're now just in a recovery period, and you're not going to get them any fitter. You're not going to get them any quicker. It's just about maintaining the balance that they have.
Has that been difficult to manage this year? Because there are a few lads there on whom this has been the most football they've played in such a long time this season.
Well, again, it's just now, you know, at the start of the season, we'll sit down and discuss the players that we think are high maintenance and low maintenance. And then during the season, that can change, but the majority of the time, it is about managing the individual, and that's hopefully what we've done right to get them through. Impact injuries are the ones that you can't have any control over, but certainly muscle injuries and everything else, we do have a big say here, and it is important that we do it right. And hopefully, you know, we've got that spot on, as we always have done, because they take great pride in getting the players back out there.
3 points this Saturday, you're safe.
Who knows? At the end of the day, you know, someone said to me this morning, he might already have enough. It doesn't. We've just got to get as many points on the board as we possibly can. We were disappointed that we didn't pick up points at Leeds, and I think that showed in the battle and qualities that we had the other night. We weren't, you know, the pitch wasn't going to get us down. They had a very good side. They got good players. They were probably one of the teams that, made it very difficult and were far ahead of us when we played them at home. But the other night, there wasn't much between the two teams, to be fair, even on a difficult pitch. So it shows you how far we've come. Now we've just got to make sure that we keep trying to get as many points as we possibly can.
I noticed on after the game, you discussed the idea of naivety, and now how Wednesday don't have that. Was that game against Blackpool perhaps a real indication that the team are now getting to be streetwise about the Championship?
Yeah, because a lot of the players here had never played in a Championship. And one or two that had played hadn't played in it for a while. So again, it was a learning curve, and it'll still be a learning curve until the day that you leave the football club. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, you're always learning. But we just felt at the start of the season, games that we lost was down to naivety rather than, you know, us being turned over big time. It was more, when you look at the results that we had and the way we were performing and how we lost the games, there wasn't a great deal of difference, except maybe a little bit of experience, a little bit of know-how, and just making sure that you see things through. I think certain players in certain positions went looking for more work than what they should be looking for, and it exposed us, and that's the naivety that I was on about. But over the course of the season, we have got stronger, there's no doubt about that, but we've got to continue that.
Do you believe that there's potential within this squad for that to grow and all of those things to develop next season?
Well, we're trying to make the club stabilised, and within that, you look at the end of the season, we'll look at all the things that we feel we could have done better, should have done better, and everything else. And there won't be any stone that won't be turned over and had a look at. It has to be that way. And listen, everybody, the game is littered with opinions anyway. So everybody will have their own opinion how it should have been done or how they could have made it better. But until you're actually in it and you're working there day in, day out, you can't actually say that. And listen, the game is littered with thousands of experts. The problem is they normally have to do it after the event rather than before.
So you're obviously very experienced at championship level. What's the difference between a side, say, in the mid-tables and what have you, to a side that can challenge, to a side like, say, a Cardiff, who are now sorted out there going up this year?
Stability, know-how and experience of doing it. Don't forget, Cardiff have been building it for about 6 or 7 years. And the time that they got an injection of cash certainly helped, because before it was always they would have to sell at vital times to survive. So they got through that and went beyond that. And more importantly, you've got to have a consistency. Whether you're playing good, bad or indifferent, you have to have a consistency where you know how to win games. And they found that they were winning games, and you'll have heard that 1,000 times, but they weren't playing well. Because you're not going to go through a whole season playing brilliantly. You have to be consistent with getting results, and that's the 3 points. And they've had a fantastic home record, and they've picked up their points away. And normally, if you talk about 2 points a game over the length of the season, it normally guarantees you promotion, and that's probably what they won't be far off.
Does it get harder? We've had the news this week about parachute payments. So anybody that then comes into the championship from above next season and beyond and going forward, they're going to have even more cash to spend. For teams that haven't been near the Premier League in the last, well, for several years or even the last couple of years, does that make it even harder to be successful?
Well, yeah, of course it does, but it doesn't guarantee you success. I mean, you know, the three clubs that have come down are still struggling to get back up. And if you look at the three clubs that come down before that, they're still struggling to get back up. The problem with this division is it's littered with clubs that have been in the Premiership, feel they should be back in the Premiership. But the thing is, they don't have a right to be back there. You've got to earn that. And that's why it's such a difficult division to play in. But you just got to get the right balance. And, you know, you look at Blackpool the other day, they went up, they come down. And for all the money and parachute payments they've got, they're just as far away from it as what we are, or they're just as close as what we are. That's how strange a division this is. But this club needed stability. That's what I felt. It needed some stability. It needed to get over the hurt, and it needed to stop looking back in the past and talking about past glories and what and where they should be. And that does take a little bit of time. And listen, you'll put noses out of joint and everything else by doing it, and you'll upset people. But what you've got to do is build a club that has the stability. It's on firm footings and not sandy ground. And then you can move forward. You get it right there, and then slowly, whether it be slowly or be quickly, you eventually start to work it and get it right. And it might be take a couple of players each year or whatever. And again, you look at Cardiff, you look at Swansea, you look at Norwich, it's what they all did. Unless then you are a Newcastle where your wage bill's in the 30, 40 million bracket and the players are good enough, as long as they get their act together, that they produce the goods. So to get out of this division, you certainly earn it, but there's no guarantee that having vast amounts of money will do it for you. It's about getting a group of players that work hard, have good ability, have all the ingredients to get there. And that doesn't always mean that it's the team that spends the most money, because there'll be teams in our division this moment that have spent a lot of money and won't be there.
I can say it's interesting to hear you say that, because so often you hear managers talk about the defining line ultimately being those that have got more cash than the next team going forward.
Well, you normally finish where your wage bill would dictate. But what you've got to be is a bit more clever than that, and you've got to be a bit more diligent in what you do and how you go about it. And if you're not going to a football club that's, you know, you take someone like Cardiff, the pressure was on Malky to get promoted because they spent a lot of money at getting it there. If you look at other clubs, there mightn't be as much pressure to get there because you're not spending that amount of money. But as long as you get the time And time is a commodity in the game that nobody wants to give you anymore. They think there's a magic wand there that change the manager, or we'll just get it. You've just got to have a plan and stick to that plan. And if it changes because you've got a big cash injection or whatever, then you can move probably forward a little bit quicker than what you thought you were able to do. So there's lots of factors to fall into it. You just got to be clever, patient, be a bit imaginative in what you do, use your imagination a lot more on deals and everything else to try and get players in that you might never have got anywhere near. So there's an accumulation of a lot of things that go into building a football club. We're just in the first throes of that.
Do you know where you stand as regards the budget then, and what kind of war chest, I suppose, you will have to build the team for next season right now?
I think it all depends on where we will be. It's as simple as that. I haven't sat down with Paul or the chairman yet and discussed that. There's odd bits and hand grenades that are thrown in now and again, but we'll just have to wait and see. And then once we know where we are, then we can actually sit down and set the next plan in place. At the moment, we have two plans. What I would like to have is one plan.
I can say, who says most in those conversations then? Is your list a long one?
It's always a long one. The chairman will always tell you, I've always got two or three players in mind of what you're bringing in. The problem is, as we found this year, that when you're bringing in loans and frees and everything else, it is a little bit trial and error. Always will be. And there'll always be players out there that people will always tell you to go and get. But that's not being played on a board, you know. It's there's lots of things that come into play. Does the player want to come? Have you got the right money? Can you afford the wages? Is it this? And then when you get the player in, does he actually want to play? And that's all the things that go in to getting in loan players, free players. Why are they free? Is the contract run out and they're looking for better clubs, or are the contracts being run out because they're not right for that club? Doesn't mean they're not right for yours. So again, you have to look at all different ways of bringing in players that are going to do you well. And then what the problem we had being promoted last year, were the players good enough to step up? Could they continue to grow and be a challenge in this league? So again, there's so many things that you throw into that pot and have a look around. And they're all the things that we will be doing now once we know where we are. And they're all the things that we will look at and say, right, where can we strengthen? How do we strengthen? And we will have a list of players which we've been looking at this season, whether we can go there. They're our targets, whether we can go and get them.
Just finally on this, I mean, presumably this year, having got promoted and seen whether they can handle it at this level or not, presumably moving forward, you want a situation where you don't necessarily have to rely on turning over as many players as you've had to do this year.
Yeah, because then you slowly start to bring in the one or two players that's going to get you there. That's the strength of teams. It's you can't just keep turning over. But we were always going to have a turnover here the first year. Always. And because of the division that we've come into and where you're coming from and everything else. So there was always going to be a turnover. We didn't have a lot of players signed on as well. So, again, there's always going to be things that... The one thing I don't have, and I've never had, it's I don't have that vision that everybody seems to have of just going out and being able to pluck a player and that's the player they want. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'd all be chasing, you know, your Messis and all this, your Bergkamps and your Rooneys. What you've got to do is make sure that, one, and this club didn't have it, your scouting system is right, because we didn't have a scouting system when I arrived.
You're happy with it now?
We're happier, but it can be improved. Of course, it can. The youth... We're still waiting now whether we get our Category 2. That's important for us as a football club. We got the development squad in. So it's the first year that's been up and running. But what we have seen over the last 4 or 5 months, we've seen a steady improvement all the way through, whether it be first team, 21s, 18s, 16s, all the way down. We've had to assess all the coaches that were here from the age of 8 upwards right through the club. We made one or two changes during the season. So again, you're assessing all the time as you go along.
Ipswich then as a challenge this weekend. What do you make of them?
Again, they're a team that want to be in the Premiership. They've been hanging around the bottom end of this division for a few seasons, where if you asked a lot of people, they'd be a little bit surprised. They've had a couple of changes in managers and things like that. Anything can happen, but they've got good players. It's a strong football club, and we expect nothing but a strong game and a difficult game, as we always would do.
In a small way, their season's in a certain extent mirrored Sheffield Wednesday's. They had a long patch where they didn't get the results yet. Following on from that time, November, I think it was about mid-November for them, actually form since then has been pretty strong.
Yeah, but then there's a few clubs like that, you know, that is this division, and maybe they bringing in the players, they had a big turnover of players as well. Maybe it's just getting used to the way of playing, the style of play, adapting to this level. It can be a lot of factors that get rolled into one. The biggest thing here that we needed to do was turn the performances into results. And slowly but surely that started to happen. But it was a weird one as well, because you know there was games that we should never have lost as well. I mean, we seem to have had every bad luck that seems to hit us. Or was it down to our naivety and just downright bad play from us? Whatever. And they're all the things that we will look at. But since, you know, the turn of the year, we've got stronger and stronger, and that's got to continue. It can't just stop now. It has to get stronger.